This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
You gotta know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when this dealing's done.
It's a WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Is that a tribute to you and Ike?
Just fold them up.
Every guy knows.
Fold them up. With the Phillies?
Oh, yeah.
He's never seen the movie, so he has no idea.
I have no idea what I just said, yeah.
Oh, the gambler.
This is where it comes from.
Yeah, I thought you guys were a tribute to your betting over the weekend with the Masters.
Hold on.
Yeah. I caught on to what Spike was
right,
saying.
No.
The only good gambling movie is Rounders.
Only good gambling.
No, it's not. You got the Money Pit.
Well, Money Pit's not
Money Pit.
Yeah.
I'm thinking Color Money.
Color Money is a great one.
Have you
seen the Color Money?
I don't think so.
Oh, mm-hmm. Tom Cruise in his element with Paul Newman.
Paul Newman.
Oh, yeah.
21's a good gambling movie.
Which one?
21. It came out probably like 2009.
Yeah, I remember 21. Yeah.
Counting cards.
Yeah.
Then I thought I could count cards, by the way. Impossible. I don't know how people do it.
Well, you got to be...
It's three
smarter
decks
than
in
you.
There. Three or four decks of cards.
Is the
in there,
Rain
man.
Man a, is Rain Man a gambling movie?
Never seen it.
Kind of. Yeah.
I mean, it's about gambling.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, kind of. That's a little mixture. Yeah,
little mixture. Yeah. That's like the Die Hard Christmas movie, Rain Man gambling movie. I think.
Right.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Oh, wait, awesome new Mark's Jewelers one, although they would still love artisans. Mark's Jewelers, for the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Here is the question. Let's see if you can get back on track with the percentages.
Right.
What is your worry level with the Phillies? Very worried, starting to worry, not worried.
Well, I'm going to tell you, the lowest one is not worried. So I'm going to say it's a toss-up between very worried and starting to worry. I think most people have certainly at least started to worry. So I'll go with that one as the majority, and I'll go with 58%.
So starting to worry at 45.9%.
Oh, not as high as I thought.
That would be the most,
right.
Though that would be a plurality. Because
I figured that would be the most, yeah.
Next is not worried.
Not worried.
At 25.9%, and then a 25.2% very worried.
Well, so there's a lot of people who love to stick their nose up and say it's early.
Yes, like...
Yeah, like
but
you.
I like their commitment to the change, which is why I'm worried about getting worried, is because I don't want them to abandon the commitment, because we've seen what it's like...
What? Spike?
Yes.
Haven't you noticed they've already abandoned that?
I don't think so. Well, I think they had good at bats. Friday night.
Okay, you know what?
What?
No, you're right. No, I'm thinking more of the topper and his setting his lineup.
Oh, right. That's
more what I was thinking when you said it. You're talking about their approach at the plate.
Right. The other thing, you know, it's funny, the topper thing. On one hand, you could say, well, he's like freaking out a little bit, right? He's moving guys in the lineup. He's this, that, and the other. On the other hand, all we wanted from this guy was reaction to what was happening on the field.
I got no problem with it.
Right. It's
been one of my biggest complaints. And if I'm going to remain consistent, which is what I do.
You are
fair
consistent.
And balanced.
Absolutely.
I got to praise him for at least being willing to not be stubborn. So he's moving guys around in the lineup. He's even benched Bohm one day. Like, he's doing some different things that we know. We've watched Topper. It would take him hell, to June or July to do something.
Months,
and
right.
And I'm sitting here yelling about it. So I'll give him credit for that because these guys aren't giving him much to work with.
Now, I don't know if Bryce has sounded worried, but the entire year he sounded focused,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah. Sense of urgency.
A sense of urgency. And he had some interesting quotes this weekend. This one, sort of interesting to figure out exactly what he meant or who he meant. Go ahead, Jack.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough to struggle, right? But obviously, it's the big leagues, so you got to try to pull out of it and understand you're going to go through ups and downs through the season. But try to stay as even kill as you can. And always remember, it's not about the name on the back. It's about the one on the front, you know, trying to win series. And no matter what you're doing or something or anything like that, you got to keep rolling. You know, I don't want to be hitting 250 right now, you know, but obviously I want to win every day. And, you know, you just got to have that mindset coming in each day and try to win ball games.
So that was I believe he was answering a question about Marsh and Bohm's struggles. And him saying, remember, it's not about the name on the back. It's about the name on the front. It's an interesting thing to say about those guys specifically, saying it's not about you. Him saying, look, I don't want to be hitting 250 either. And he did sneak in there, hey, that's a big reason why we're struggling in there. Look, I'm glad that he has been more vocal in his leadership. It sounds like a pointed quote. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not about the name on the back. It's about the name on the front and your struggles. Like, this is not just about you. It is about everyone. And I don't know. He chooses his words. We've said this before. Mm-hmm. He never says anything by accident. Everything he says is on purpose. So I thought it was interesting he chose to say that.
Yeah, we've talked about his sense of urgency seemingly there by stepping to the forefront and not only just being a face of the franchise, but also being a voice coming out of the clubhouse. He's not ducking questions. He's available after every game. Tough losses, even when he's personally not necessarily going well, he seemingly is there front and center. And it's what you need. It's what this organization is going to need. It's who Bryce should be comfortable with being now. I got no problem there. I really don't. Bryce, I think it's incumbent upon him to push the buttons he feels is necessary to push. I'm going to trust Bryce Harper's pushing buttons that he has a poignant reason as to why he's pushing them.
Sure.
You know, maybe he feels a guy needs a little bit of a kick in the butt, right? A reminder. So I got no problem with that. He's giving you the effort, which I have no problem with. You know, sometimes when guys are leading from a vocal standpoint, you better make sure you're doing what you're saying. Right,
yes.
Like you better make sure you're doing that, or the guys in the clubhouse aren't going to listen to you. And I don't care who you are. So, but Bryce has always been a lead by example guy, and if anybody has a right to necessarily tweak a teammate or put guys on notice, not that he pointed anyone out, but just answering your question or how it was sort of shaped around the question that may have been pertaining to the two guys that are struggling. Hey, big dog, he notices. And he's tried the big brother arm around you approach already. Like, he gave you public love. He's done that already.
Yeah. The thing about leading by example is you have to make sure they're watching sometimes your example.
Sure.
And sometimes the best way to do that is to say something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's not, he's not going to do that every game. He's not going to yell at them on the field,
right.
All that sort of
not
stuff.
Not trying to embarrass anybody or anything of that nature.
Mm-mm. But this is this, if we're talking about Bohm, it's the second time he's made a comment that seemed pretty pointed about that. 215-592-9494. Chris in Middletown, you're on WIP. What's up, Chris?
Happy Coward Meter Monday, man.
Oh, it's Coward Meter. You're calling it the
Coward
Worry Meter.
Monday.
So I take that to mean you are not worried.
Ike.
Yes.
You need to turn in your Fox Holzman card.
Okay.
Whatever happened to Ike Reese? This is not him. This sounds a lot like Atlanta Falcon Ike. What are you going to do?
Wow.
The game? You going to go down and start a fight with Bryce? Get him thrown out? Like, it's April 14th. We're 15 games in, and you already turncoat and are running for the hills along with that other fraud, Yellow Jack. The only brave host on this show is a 100-pound Spike with a busted hip.
150.
You know,
and a broken back.
Go eat a Blue Chew and man up. Come on. What is going on here?
In my defense, wasn't all that strong a feeling on him coming into the season in the first place?
That's a good point. He's consistent here.
turncoat and like.
How am I turning like, coat? What did I do? Renounce like my fanhood?
All I hear is your feet as you're pitter pattering up the hill, and Jack's right behind you. Yeah, let's run. Let's be scared. Like,
so let me ask you this, Chris. Let me ask you this, Chris. How good should I feel after the last six games?
You don't need to feel good, Ike.
Oh, okay. So we're okay. So hold on. Listen, just walk through this exercise with me. You've already did the tough guy act. I know you're a bunch of hot air, but I'm indulging you with this nonsense. So I'm just walking through this exercise with you. You already gave me that act. So I'm asking you how good so I'm okay for at least not feeling good about being 2-4, right? I'm okay with that. Is that okay with you?
You're okay about
meaning I'm okay to feel upset that they've gone 2-4 over the last six games.
There's a difference between being upset and internally like melting down like you guys opened the show with melting.
Nah, listen. It's the reason why we're very good at what we do here. Right? It's the reason why we're very good at what we do here. We're going to give you raw emotion. It's going to be truthful. It is what it is. And that's how I felt coming off the weekend. And I'm still feeling that way. And you aren't doing anything to change my mind other than to tell me, be patient.
Okay.
So what should I have faith and hope in right now? What should I, like, where's the glass half full at? Explain that to me.
Explain it to you.
Okay.
So it's early in the year. Do you also know the 8-0 Dodgers that came in that were 8-0 have dropped six of the last nine games?
The Dodgers are defending World Series champions.
You're moving the goalposts.
No, I'm not. Because, when you compare the Phillies to the Dodgers, one team gets the benefit of the doubt. The other team has regressed the last 3 years, leaving out of the playoffs. The other team just won the World Series. And they don't have Freddie Freeman. So let's start with the comparison of the Phillies and the Dodgers.
We're still in the first quarter of the football game, and things are going a little off script. And there's plenty of time to adjust and correct course. And all I'm hearing is, oh, my God, it's the end of the world. It's the end of the world. It's the end of the world. No,
abort mission. Start chasing.
Listen. Do you know how some of the best teams in the 90s?
Yes.
The Yankees teams, they would start slow. They'd be 500 ball until after the All-Star break.
God.
They would catch fire and get hot. That's what happened. What happened last year? Right? How did we start? We came out the gate red hot. And where did that go?
No, it didn't. Somebody told me we're ahead of pace.
We are.
We started off 8-7 last year.
That's true.
Well, we use arguments to use arguments.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I got you. Yeah. As long as you're being honest. Yeah.
This is nonsense. They're going to be fine. We got a great starting pitching rotation.
Why are they going to be fine? Just because you say they're going to be fine? Why are they going to be fine?
Because I said so. That's right.
All right, Chris. Next question. Give us your favorite chick flick, Chris.
Here's my favorite chick. It's not my favorite. It's my wife.
No, it's yours.
No, it's got to be yours. We asked for yours.
Yeah, man up.
Man up.
Beaches. Get a blue chew.
Beaches.
Beaches.
Wow. Now that is a.
What is beaches?
That's Bette Midler.
School, yes.
Yeah. That is. And that is true chick flick. I don't even know. I might have to question Chris on this because beaches is like. Chick flick. Like, I don't even remember. I don't even think I saw
it. Back when the chick flicks were truly just chick flicks.
This isn't for you to take your guy to.
Right.
Beaches was the ladies'
watching
go
your girlfriends, the ladies have the movie night.
Yes.
Or whatever. Yeah, that's that type of thing.
Yeah. Beaches.
Which is actually what kind of Waiting XL was, too, but still.
Yeah, but Waiting XL, I don't remember Beaches having a. That wasn't like a love story thing, and Waiting to Exhale was, right?
Yeah.
I never saw Beaches, but I remember it being a lady movie. So speaking of ladies and chick flicks, maybe you're going to settle in sometime this week on the couch with your lady. You know, you're going to say, hey, let's watch a romantic movie.
Mm-hmm.
And afterwards, she's going to want you to be romantic.
Yeah, buddy.
But you got to think about the baseball team not performing at their capabilities. You got to perform at your capabilities. And here's the chick flick. You got to make your own chick flick, buddy, with a blue chew.
Oh, God.
We're making movies with it now?
Well, look. If you're going to do so, you got to perform at a high level.
I parked my car.
Yeah. You're out.
Yeah, I don't know where we're going.
Sorry.
Yeah, how you gonna round this one?
Well, here's
in.
What I'm saying. It's like it's a chewable, so you could be watching the movie. You know it's time about halfway through. You pop maybe three quarters of the way through.
Can you make your own movie?
You chew it up. You don't have to worry about having a having a glass of water there. It's chewable.
Yep.
And it's made right here in the USA, Blue Chew. So yeah, it's cheaper. You know, because there's no
tariffs,
right? Get shipped directly to you, and you don't have to worry. But like, we just want you to try. We just want you to see the difference between your performance now and your performance with Blue Chew.
There's a difference.
There's a big difference, and we want it so badly for you that we are paying for your first month. That is how invested we are in your performance.
We want you to experience what we've experienced.
First month for free, or on us. We're paying for it, actually. So just use the code 94 at checkout. First month is free. You just pay for the shipping. It's like $5. You know what Blue Chew is, right? It's chewable. It's Viagra, Cialis, Levitra, Staxin, same active ingredients. But you don't have to go to the doctor. No doctor's visits. You do it all online at bluechew.com.
Yep.
You don't have to wait at the pharmacy because they're going to ship it right to you in a...
discreet.
Hard package.
Yep.
Right into your mailbox. Again, just go to bluechew.com, use code 94. We're going to pick up the first month. It's going to be free. You're just going to pay for the shipping. And then, my friend, you can
chew it and do it.
It's time to chew it and do it.
That one might be my favorite because I'm boing on
the best one.
215-592-9494. Joe in Delaware. You're on WIP. What's up, Joe?
Hey, Ike.
Yes, sir.
Did Spike knock himself in his head or something over the weekend? Did he fall when he was running?
Wait.
I have no idea.
You want to start that again, buddy? Did you hit your head?
I said, did you bump your head over the weekend?
No.
Because you were way off on the Phillies.
What am I way off on?
Okay, because we're 3 years, same lineup. They're getting older. They probably need glasses. And Dombrowski, D-U-M-B, isn't doing his job.
Okay. So what could he do? They're a half game out of first. They had a bad road trip, right? And I'm not making excuses for him, but that first game, they're on the road. The game goes until 11:30 after a 4-hour rain delay.
They got into St. Louis at 4:30 in the morning.
You knew they were going to be cooked in that Friday game. Well, I'm just saying.
They got it at 4:30 in the morning.
What do you want them to do?
Yeah.
All right. The last 96 games, right?
Yes.
Did they play it one the next day?
Okay, Joe.
The last 96 games.
Joe, if they go 9-6 for the 15 games the rest of the year, they win 90 games, and they haven't even played well yet. So you're telling me you don't think Bryce is going to hit?
What I'm saying is, Boone is fragile.
I agree.
He needs to go to like Milwaukee or.
I agree. Chicago. I agree on Boone.
Right.
Yeah.
Marsh is dried up. A great man. I love him. You know, Ashley, one weekend was wanting to kill me because I said we should get rid of Marsh. But Marsh isn't producing, and he hasn't produced.
Okay.
You know.
All right.
And we have players.
But Marsh is the eighth hitter in the lineup. You don't think Trey's going to hit. You don't think Bryce is going to hit. You don't think Zach Wheeler is going to pitch well. Which is, by the way.
Zach Wheeler is the king.
But okay.
Hitting is contagious. If we ain't got hitters, we can't be contagious.
Again, I just keep starting over here. Schwarber's hit well, right? We can agree on that. We believe in Schwarber, right?
Mm-hmm.
We believe, Joe, do you believe Bryce is going to hit?
Oh, yeah, most definite.
Okay, so you believe Trey is going to hit too, right?
They better. They're both $300 million men.
All right. It's just like the Marsh thing, it's a real thing, but it's not the reason they're struggling. The reason they're struggling is because their real hitters aren't hitting well. I mean,
we need them. Like Spike said, we need the stars.
You mean Ike?
I mean, like Ike said, we need the stars of these stars, and hitting is contagious. But we need right-hand hitters, and we need young. We always get older guys, you know, on a second or third contract instead of the people trying to find their first contract that are good still. You know what I mean? And we need right-hand batters because we can't hit left-hand batters. Then we got too many left-hand batters. I mean...
Well, Bryce can hit left-hand hitters, even though he's left-handed. Schwarber is able to hit left.
Schwarber's hitting 450 off lefties.
Yeah, just relax.
Look, him and Castellanos... are both the people that start off slow, and this year they're both starting off early, and everybody else is starting off slow.
Right, and everybody else will be fine. They'll catch up to it. I need you to relax, Joe.
You know, Casty is due to go through a 3 or 4 week stretch here where he's not going to hit the ball.
Yeah, but Spike, we've been doing this for 3 years, bro.
Yes, and in those 3 years, the Phillies have won more playoff games than any team in baseball.
What's that got us?
They've lost.
and they lost.
Right, and they've been to the World Series, they've been to the LCS. You tell me another team that's had the same, they have won a championship. Yes, they need to win a championship. But saying that they you know, we've done this for 3 years. Yes, we've done this for 3 years and been to the World Series and been to the LCS. So, like, you know, it's not like this is, people compare it to the Sixers all the time. If the Sixers had had the amount of success the Phillies have had in the last 3 years, I would be throwing a party. You know, they haven't won a World Series. I agree with you. They need to win a World Series. But saying that this team is done and you're worried after 15 games of which they've won 9 of them, I just think it's a little early to worry.
You're looking at the little picture, though. You got to look at the last 96 games. Remember, they went 41-41 at the end of last year. And they're under, what are they, 500 this year?
No, they're 9-6. They've won.
So the three games.
They've won two.
500 in the last 100 games.
I'm not talking about last year. I'm talking about this year, in which they're 9-6. They're a half game out of first.
I know you say you didn't want to talk about last year, but the team is the same as last year.
Okay. So, all right. Okay. So, again, you don't think Bryce is going to hit?
I understand what you're saying, Spidey. I know you're very aggressive.
I'm not aggressive.
He's aggressive.
You asked me if I had hit my head over the weekend.
I know, because right. I'm with Spike 100%.
You mean I?
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
Going
yep. I'm the one who hit my head. Joe, why don't you give us a chick flick?
Something stupid. Bridesmaids.
Oh, there you go.
I never saw Bridesmaids. No Neither. Interest.
Oh, you like Bridesmaids.
Really?
Yeah.
No interest.
No, it was funny.
Really?
Yeah. Legitimately funny.
I know this is going to get me... I don't want to get canceled, Jack.
Oh, here we go. Let's not get canceled.
No, yeah. No. I don't think it is.
Okay.
Bridesmaid is like a female version of The Hangover, sort of, right? That kind of film?
Sort of, yeah.
No interest. I just like... I saw one clip, and one of them's about... One of them, like, having a bathroom accident in their pants or something.
That's a great clip.
But
Melissa
I don't...
Melissa McCarthy? Come on.
Yeah, I don't need that.
Yeah, well, listen, it's a funny movie.
Not what I want.
Yeah. Well, it says a lot about you.
It
says a lot about you.
Am I going to get canceled now? All right. 215-592-9494. Seth in the Northeast. You're on WIP.
Hey, what's going on, John? Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir, Seth.
What's up, Seth?
So I'm kind of like on like the, like in the middle with the Phillies. Like I'm worried, but I'm not worried. Earlier in the, before the season started, I remember you guys were talking about like how come we're not excited about the Phillies. And I kind of agree with Ike. It's because we didn't do anything to upgrade this team. It's the same team. And as you can see, the problems that we had the last few years are starting already, you know, where guys are not being consistent enough and there's not enough juice at the plate. Like I know guys are struggling, but you have Marsh in there, you have Rojas. We know these guys are not everyday players, and you just don't have enough. Like, there's not enough like belief that you think this team is going to come out of it. And I know it's early, and it's hard to say. Oh, well, after 15 games, you know, it's a sampling size, but it's the same thing we kind of just saw towards the end of last year, and that's why it has a bad taste in a lot of our mouths because. This is kind of like, all right, well, they're bad now, but how are they going to get better? Because they didn't do anything to upgrade anything. They didn't upgrade any positions. They went out and got a smidge of a better player in Max Kepler over Austin Hayes. Like, that doesn't tickle my fancy. What I'm concerned about is that you have Marsh and Rojas in the same lineup. That should never happen. You can't have two guys, and I know that's not the reason why they're losing, but you can't have two guys in your lineup that can't hit.
Like, well, they only played together once. It was yesterday.
Yeah, those guys aren't really going to play together very often.
But I know they don't play together often, but, like, why is Stott not in that lineup? Maybe he needs a day off. All right, then you need to make sure that lineup doesn't happen again because you just can't have that. You can't have, you know, guys on second and third yesterday and Marsh comes up and he can't hit anything. I mean, he can't even hit a fly with a fly swatter. So my point is that I'm with Ike because you didn't upgrade this team. You have four positions where you have third, two outfield spots, and a back end of the bullpen that need to be upgraded. And you didn't upgrade anything. You just kept what you had or got a couple pieces that were better. Yeah, you upgraded, started pitching by bringing that pitcher in. That's great. But what did you do to upgrade your outfield? Because Harper's not going back to right field. We all know that. And you didn't go out and get a first baseman. That's okay. But what are you doing to bring that right-handed top?
Well, I agree, Seth. I agree that they need a big right-handed bat. I agree. There was no way they were doing it this offseason, and it wasn't there this offseason. So now you can't just say they didn't do anything to upgrade, and then when you point to an upgrade, say it's not an upgrade. Luzardo, like, that's a big upgrade. It just is. And I like the reason that I would have faith in that this team is going to be better is not because of Marsh. It's not because of Bohm. It's because of Harper. It's because of Turner. It's because of Wheeler. All three of those guys have not been producing the way they normally do, and I just assume they're going to. And then maybe at the deadline or maybe beforehand you do something about Bohm, or maybe eventually you commit to a platoon with Bohm at third base with Sosa, and maybe at some point they do that. I don't know how long they give Bohm to work this out. I assume as long as they can. You know, if they can win a couple of games here, I assume that they're going to work to, because they're better off if he does hit, you know? But I have faith in Harper. I have faith in Turner. I have faith in Wheeler, and I think that makes the team a lot better. Seth, give us your go-to chick flick.
Go-to chick flick will be Legally Blonde.
Oh, that's a good one. Legally Blonde. Reese Witherspoon.
Legally Blonde, yeah. Reese Witherspoon.
Yeah, yes, absolutely. All right.
Stacey Dash
is in that. Stacey Dash also Clueless, right?
Yep.
She was in Clueless.
That's actually what I was thinking about.
Oh, really? Then she wasn't in Legally Blonde.
She was in Legally Blonde, right?
So Clueless, not a chick flick, but Clueless, Alicia Silverstone.
That's not a chick flick?
No, I don't think so.
Clueless, is it?
No, I don't think so. Jack?
Really?
Jack, you're...
How is Clueless not a chick flick when it's about three chicks?
Because I never got the sense that was a chick flick. It's not really... there's a romantic storyline. Paul Rudd is in that as well, but I never really got the sense that was a chick flick. Would be an interesting Twitter poll. Jack, what do you think? Have you seen it?
Well, how's Legally Blonde a chick flick?
Because Legally...
If that's not.
Well, because Legally Blonde, I think, is about like women empowerment in some way, but Clueless was not. Like, that's not the sense that I thought Clueless was just teen movie to me. That's where I would put Clueless.
Like a chick teen movie, right?
But no,
girls,
I would. Yeah, but there's as many guys in it as girls. Like,
well, in the movie?
Yeah.
But it's about girls, though. It's catering to girls.
I'm going to let the audience decide. It wasn't
maybe
to me.
I'm wrong. Yeah, but maybe I'm wrong.
I mean, it came
I
out.
I thought that's what Clueless was.
It was in the, like, I remember, it was in the heart of like, that was my age when it came out.
The YouTube comments all saying it's a chick flick.
Yeah,
I don't trust the
YouTubers. Chick flick?
I think Twitter poll.
Yeah, that'll go much better.
Yeah. Slow news day. What is this, movie IP? Sports, how about sports? You know, our baseball team, the draft is 2 weeks away, in case you didn't know. There, I got all the comments out. I just want to see the votes. All right, coming up next.
That's pretty good.
Daryl Morey and Nick Nurse are staying.
Now you brought me down.
They are staying. Daryl and Nick Nurse did the quickest season wrap-up, the half an hour after the final game, to get that out of the way. We'll listen to a few of the comments and observe what they said and what it might mean. Also, taking your calls on this Worry Meter Monday. Are you very worried about the Phils? Starting to get worried or not worried at all? 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.